America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. You can learn more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. A lot of information up there. Also, you can send me an email if you've got questions, comments, or something you think you'd like to have me talk about on the air. Feel free to do so. Also, my producers today, Darren Wilhite behind the microphones, and Dave Thiessen, the man behind the cameras that records all of these, puts them on our 15 podcast platforms and our YouTube platform. So we're glad to have them on board today. I want to say a little shout out to KMET 1490 AM and 98.1 FM in Riverside and San Bernardino, California, the two largest counties in California. And we are happy to be on the radio there. So we want to thank them for that opportunity. And we're very happy to be on the air there. Join me in studio. This is our fourth show in this series. Dr. Firouz Danishgari, and I want to thank him for being here today. And, you know, in the three shows that we have done, we talked a lot about what is wrong with this system. Well, what we're going to talk about today with Dr. Danishgari is we're going to talk about how that gets fixed, and we're actually going to talk about a program and a platform that has been brought to market now. It is a partnership between Bowtie Medical and Datego Health, and I'll talk about that in a second. But we're going to talk about what's being offered here. If you're a broker, if you're an employer, okay, of any size, I don't care if you've got 10 employees or 100 employees or 200 employees, whatever the case may be, you're going to want to listen to this because this is a different way to get health insurance. All right, so a little bit about Dr. Dr. is the assistant professor of surgery at the University of Colorado, founding director in the fellowship program in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery at Cleveland Clinic and the Glickman Urological Institute, professor and chairman of Upstate Medical University, professor and chairman at Case Western University, Urological Institute, University Hospitals in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic. He wrote a book, Health Guardianship, The Remedy to the Sick Care System. It was a bestseller on Amazon, and we're going to talk about, out of that book came his passion for starting Bowtie Medical. Bowtie Medical now is in a partnership with Datego Health. I'm one of three founding partners for Datego Health. We are TPA, a national TPA, and we're a TPA that doesn't want to be a TPA. And what do I mean by that? TPAs pay claims, work with medical networks across the country, and have customer service centers that help the folks that are in those particular self-funded plans around the country, administered by the third-party administrator. We do all of those things, but here's what we do that most of the other TPAs, at least that I know of, don't do. We create and market our own health plans, our own health benefits plan, our own health insurance plans. We create and market those plans, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a specific one, and that is the Bowtie Health Guardianship Plans that were developed between Bowtie Medical and Datego Health. So a little bit of history about Bowtie Medical, Doctor. Tell the folks a little bit about, you know, you wrote the book. It was a bestseller, and out of that, after all those years of being a practitioner, a skilled surgeon, doing all, you realize this has got to change.
Right.
And
right.
Here we go.
So my, as I think maybe briefly discussed it again, I appreciate being on this show, was I, at the peak of going to the academic medicine, serving, you know, as the chairman on the boards, and I realized that I have become a cog in the wheel of a sick care system because we are working basically financial institutions called hospitals that they have adopted more is better. And the scientific evidence shows actually more is better in the healthcare creates more harms, more hazards. And that's why the medical errors have become number three cause of death in this country. And every time I say that, I caught myself again being surprised that after cardiovascular disease, after cancer, medical errors are number three cause of death. So it's really, I had a, you know, come to Jesus moment with myself that what do I want to do? And Bowtie Medical was really founded to develop programs and the products that would reverse the sick care concept, what I called the construction of the sick care and reconstruction of a true healthcare. And the element of that was very clear. First, you have to have unlimited access to primary care. And in order for us to do that, we said the virtual primary care is the easiest, is the fastest, is the most efficient way of providing access regardless of where you are. You don't have to leave your home, your work, you know, if you're far away from the doctor, the virtual primary care. Then the next level became how the primary care could basically become really your guardian of health, meaning that if you need a knee surgery, if you need to go cardiologist, how so forth, how we can help that. So we have built this specialty clinics around the primary care, the guardianship. So very much like a good old family doctor, that I'm there in the neighborhood, we are in the neighborhood, and my job is to take care of you and your family and bring all the resources to you. And thank goodness now with the 21st century, we have a ton of tools, you know, technology and so forth. So that is really the concept of the product we call Bowtie Health Guardianship. The exciting part for this is, if we're doing this, how could we offer this to the employers? Because employers are providing care, sponsoring for 2/3 of Americans. And that's how the partnership with DeTego Health came in. As you said, vision-wise, we are very much aligned. And our aim is to bring this the most efficient model of delivering the healthcare to the employers. So that is in a nutshell, and we can go through the details.
Here's the thing, okay, and you know this. If you're a small business owner, you know this. I've given examples of how large employers have solved this problem. I've used the example in previous shows of Quick Trip, who's totally self-insured. They don't even have a reinsurance contract for catastrophic. They cover it all. They have their own clinics. They have their own primary care clinics all over the country for their people. And they pay their employees pay zero to go to primary care for themselves and for their family. What we're talking about is a version very similar to that. If you think it can't be done, it can be. And that's where this vision between Bowtie and DeTego, the guardianship health plans, comes in play and can make a big difference. And it can literally drive the cost of your health insurance down significantly over what you're paying now and offer better benefits to your employees. So let's just start with the primary care piece, okay? So when I look at, you know, the material that we have here, in addition to each employee and their family are assigned a personal health concierge. Explain that, doctor. What does that mean?
So when an employer and their employees are signed up to this program, they go through an enrollment process. So let's say you're one of these employees. So we set up time, you meet with, you're assigned a guardianship team that has a primary care and a guardian. And they go through your health risk assessments. What are your body mass index? What is your chronic condition? What are your lifestyle tendencies? Do you sleep well, do not, and so forth. Out of that, we create a whole portfolio of their health risk for you. And out of that, we create customized care journeys. Because the care journeys for you is going to be different from mine. And then the job of the guardianship team becomes to implement those care journeys in partnership with you. So if I do have overweight issue, then a part of that becomes setting you up with a health coach. Health coach is going to go through your eating habits, your weight habits, your exercise, and so forth, and use the most advanced scientific tools to help you to regain control over the health. So the whole concept of this partnership between Bowtie and DeTego is to increase the choices and increase the choices and the freedom and decision-making to the hands of the individual. So that is the primary care.
And when we come back from the break, we're going to get into more of this and explain this, but I urge you to take time to listen to this. And if you want to learn more about it, go to sales@bowtiemedical.com, sales@bowtiemedical.com. The phone number is 877-326-9843, 877-326-9843. If you want just to learn about this, you can go to the website. There's a lot of information up there. What I'm looking at here is actually comes off of the website. And if you want to talk to someone about this, could it possibly work for my company? How do we do it? Give us a call or go to the website and send us an email. We'll be happy to get back in touch with you. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
The Golden Rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Know your options and choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. As you know, as I mentioned in the opening, this is the fourth show that we have done with Dr. Firuz Danishgari. He's here. He comes in here from Cleveland, and we greatly appreciate this man is extremely busy. He's communicating with some folks in the new administration. He's got a lot on his plate, but he takes time to do this because we think the message is important. I'm urging you, if you're a broker, take the time to go take a look at this and see what it could mean for your clients. Sales at bowtiemedical.com, sales at bowtiemedical.com, or the phone number 877-3-BOWTIE, 877-3-BOWTIE. All right, so I'm going to use an example of this primary care thing and why having a concierge would be so much easier. So I injured my leg doing Pilates, and I was on crutches here for a while, and I had to go see an orthopedic surgeon. I went in, got an initial evaluation. They gave me a shot, said it's going to be fine. It's not fine. I'm having continual problems with it. I need to get in to see an ortho. It's going to take me 2 months, 2 months to get an appointment to find out what is going on. So for two more months, I get to hobble around like this because they can't figure out. They're going to have to do more than an x-ray and a sonogram, probably an MRI. If I had this program in play, I'm 75, so I'm on Medicare. But if I had this program in play, I wouldn't be dealing with that. And I think that's half of the attraction of this, doctor. This system is not easy to navigate. You have a parent, you have a child, a spouse that has major medical issues like I have had with Lori. It's very hard to be able to, and I'm in this business. I understand it very, very well. But for the average person out there, the average consumer that is not involved in this business, it's totally opaque and it's very difficult to handle.
Right. So these are what, in your case of the knee, what you're referring to, and also other cases, what these are really, again, a complications of a sick care system. And I don't want to spend a lot of time discussing that, but the sick care is a fee-for-service.
Yeah.
So therefore, the delivery of the care is fragmented. It means if you have five questions, their solution is to make five appointments for you. The burden of that is on you. So in this process of the construction of sick care and reconstruction of the healthcare, what we have done and we are doing through this health guardianship program is to bring back the coordination and integration for the ease of use and coordination for the consumer. So in a orthopedic, we call it the musculoskeletal issue. We have a musculoskeletal, virtual musculoskeletal clinic. So if your guardianship, you share this with your guardian team that my knee is hurting and so forth. So they basically bring you in. We have a group of interdisciplinary team that we have an athletic trainer. We have an orthopedic surgeon who's available to us virtually. But most importantly, your guardianship team, your primary care team remains involved and engaged to coordinate this coordination of the passage of information, whether you need an imaging or not, to send you to an imaging that we have now contractual agreements. We can make the imaging less than 500, regardless of what kind of imaging you want, MRI, CT scan, and so forth. At the end, the focus of the guardianship team, and this is what you call the concierge, is to make sure you get the care you need is the most efficient way at the lowest cost.
So you see the two pieces coming together here. A higher level of care at a reduced cost. We're not talking about taking something away from people here. We're talking about adding to it. We're talking about a personal advocate. How many of you have insurance, whatever the case may be, when you have an issue like this, have somebody that is your go-to person? I've got a primary care doctor. She's wonderful. But once she refers me, I'm done. Okay, then it's up to me to navigate the system and then to decide whether I'm going to do whatever they want me to do or whether what they want me to do makes sense. The idea of having an advocate, somebody that, so now you need an orthopedic surgeon, you need a surgical procedure done. They've got the orthopedic surgeon on staff at Bowtie. That's why we partnered at DeTego with them to bring these plans in play so that it would give people another path toward healthcare that would make a difference for them. If, you know, think about how your employees would feel if they knew, hey, I've got a doctor assigned to me. I can, anytime I need them, I can get a hold of them. They're there to help me. They'll take as much time as I need, and I can go forward from there. So it's a very different concept, but it's something that can work. Doctor?
Yeah, Kerry, I used to make the example of, you know, all of us now carry a mobile phone in our pocket, whether it's an iPhone or a Samsung. But do you remember a time that we all had a digital camera in our, you know, in our pocket and a cell phone on this pocket and a little GPS on the counter of our phone and so forth? So the what I'm saying is this fragmentation of the services that the consumer needs under the guardianship model we have kind of bring them together, coordinated them, integrate them. Because in this process, the integration has significant outcome values. When you go to that orthopedic surgeon and, you know, whatever they do, whether they do an injection or they do a, you know, surgery and come back, there is a process of recovery after that, right? The recovery, the orthopedic surgeon's job is to do more surgery and procedures because that's how they make more money. They don't make money out of afterward, you know, helping you to recover and go back to your normal function and so forth. And that is why, again, the guardianship comes back. With the cooperations we have with other companies such as Smith Medical in Colorado, we are proposing that the guardianship will do the pre- and post-op care, again, for bringing the coordination. So I want to summarize that the current access to specialty care in the sick care system is fragmented, is dysfunctional, and hugely burdensome for the consumer. Under this model, we have created the coordination of the information, integration of the services, and integration of the specialty services coming to you for the ease of the care, improving the outcomes.
There is the key phrase, the ease of care and improved outcomes. So instead of, you know, you're wasting time trying to get in to see a specialist. Maybe you're not happy with that. You don't, what are the qualifications, et cetera, et cetera. This takes away all of that. Okay. And it works. It's like when I gave you the quick trip model, this is similar in terms of how it works, except that it's not a captive model for one company. This is open to anybody in the marketplace that is an employer that has 5 employees, 10 employees, 100 employees, whatever the case may be, like I talked about. Similar to this concept have been self-insured plans, like people that have been on the Pareto Contrarian Re, the Berkshire captives, the Berkeley captives, rather, et cetera. And they've worked very well. That's why they've got those plans have exploded, okay? But they're only for large employers. You've got to have 100 lives to get on those plans. The small business owner has been left out in the cold. And what has happened here between DeTego and Bowtie is we've come together and created a model that will do those things, but actually do it better. It'll actually be, those plans have reduced costs significantly. I know because I worked within them for years. Now, my clients had an average increase of 2 or 3%. In many years, they didn't have an increase. But they did this very similar kind of work that we have brought together for the small employer, and that's why we're doing this show today. And if you're a broker out there or an employer and you want to learn about this, go to the website, bowtiemedical.com, bowtiemedical.com, or call 877-3-BOWTIE, 877-3-BOWTIE. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more The Doctors in the House today. Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate, listening here on the HIA Radio Network. You want to learn more about us, go to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. All these shows are on the podcast platforms. There are 15 of them, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeart, you name it, we're on it, okay? So you can certainly find them up there. Same thing with YouTube. Go up to the YouTube channel, americashealthcareadvocate.com, 444,000 views. It's a pretty popular channel these days, thanks to Mr. Dave Thiessen and all of his work, and obviously Darren Wilhite, our producer on the Odyssey side. So I just want to make sure you understand what we're doing here. If you're a broker, I'm urging you to take a few minutes to go look at that website and reach out and connect with us so we can explain to you how this works, because it is very, nobody's done this. This is very, very different what we're offering. Doctor is an extremely, he's an expert, and obviously he wouldn't be sitting here if he wasn't, but you look at his credentials of what he's done to bring his vision to this, okay, and to walk away from practice and create what he created. Bowtie Medical has been in business for 10 years. They've got 70,000 members. This is not a brand new thing. It's brand new for us at DeTego, and we brought pieces to the party that they didn't have, and they brought a lot of pieces to the party we didn't have and created this system. And it's a good system, especially for the small group employer. The website, sales@bowtiemedical.com, sales@bowtiemedical.com. The phone number, 877-3-BOWTIE. All right, let's just go through the actual line-by-line you know, benefits that we're offering here. So 24/7 urgent care, talk about that.
So as I mentioned in the previous segment, when you become a member, we go through this whole risk portfolio assessment. So now you are a known entity within the system. You have a dedicated guardianship team that knows you. And then now we go through your health needs. Your health needs could be out of 3 to 4 kind of sources. One is that you get up in the morning, you have or middle of the night, you have XYZ issues, whether it's a symptom, cold symptom, or it's a manifestation of a chronic condition you had, you need access to care. In the current model, your situation is you go to an urgent care, you go to ER, you spend your entire night.
3-4 hours at least.
And then you get the bill for about $4,000 or $5,000. They do a ton of unnecessary care. So what we have at Bowtie, the same guardianship team, doctors and the nurses, we take our 24/7 calls. So you, with your cell phone, with your whatever mobile device you have, you reach out to us. Since we know you, we don't have to do anything repeatedly. We don't have to do anything extra, but we take care of you. So that is a simple thing. The next one comes into the primary care. The primary care, you have blood pressure or XYZ. Someone has to look after those conditions to make sure they're all, there's a compliance with medication and so forth. The next one comes the issue of the pharmacy. And we have a program in the pharmacy in this program. As you know, there are a ton of choices in the pharmaceuticals, right? So now the doctor and the team who knows you can advise you, this medication, regardless of its price, whether it's a generic and so forth, is the best medication for you. Within this system, we are increasingly using the pharmacogenetics, meaning we will test you to see what is your best response to the medications that you're using. The next level of that is the most important thing, frankly, to me, is that behind these all care needs, also, what are your health needs? That's why the concept of the wellness and health coaching comes in, right? Because we all are at risk for this chronic condition, cardiovascular, diabetes, and so forth. So we are increasingly using the home monitoring devices, depending on the size of the family, whether you have children or not. So getting the biological information, the vital signs for you, doesn't require you to leave your house to come and, give us your blood pressure. We can give that, at home. And again, give us the signals of how we can be ahead of your medical events and so forth. And this entire host of services. And then if you need access to specialty care, as we discussed in the previous sections, we coordinate the access to specialty care. We consult with them. We get their second opinion. All these services are wrapped into a subscription model. One fixed payment per month, so there's no limitation of how many times you can use us or reach us to us. Actually, we want you to reach us as often as possible because we want to have this interaction. So there's a zero copay out of pocket. There's a zero co-insurance. No financial disincentive for you to use and reach out to the guardianship team.
So zero copay, as doctor said, zero copay for imaging, zero copay for mental health programs, zero copay for virtual primary care, and zero copay for virtual urgent care, and zero copay for specialty care clinics for diabetes, weight loss, and heart disease. I mean, think about that. If you're why do your employees, you're the broker, okay, your client and the client's employees, why do they resist care? Why don't they go? Oftentimes, because something as simple as the $35 copay, they don't have the money. Look what's going on in this country with inflation, but they don't have the money. If they had zero copays and access to care 24/7 for urgent care, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for primary care. What primary care doctor do you know that stays open from 8 in the morning to late at night? Typically, if you can't get in to see your primary care in that day, you leave a voicemail and they say, we'll get back to you. If you leave a message after 3 o'clock, you will not hear from us till the next day. That doesn't happen here. Do you see where I'm going with this? It's a very improved level of care. It's a different way of doing it. Okay, you're not driving to a doctor, sitting in the waiting room, waiting 45 minutes, whatever it is, and then getting in to see the doctor, and then you get 5 minutes. Talk about the time, because this is huge. We've talked about this in previous shows. The average time that a patient in the United States gets with their primary care is 7.5 minutes. So talk about the difference with the primary care that we're talking about here with the bow tie guardianship detego plans.
So I'm glad you asked that question, because that was really the result of this whole remodeling, deconstruction of sick care, reconstruction of healthcare. And that is, we realized that in addition to the training and expertise of the physician, the next most important ingredient in the physician's ability to solve the complex medical conditions is the time. The time they have to spend time with you to understand the root causes of your symptoms, to do their own investigation, what is it that is causing this? Because, again, the dealing with the human body is a complex issue, right? It is the time that the physicians need to become problem solvers. The current model of the sick care has made the doctor as runners on the treadmill, as assembly line. You know, they have 7 minutes, 5 minutes to see, because they have to see the 40, 50 patients. We have eliminated, with the subscription model, we have eliminated the concept of the time as a constraint in the interaction between the patient or our member and the doctor. And as you've heard me saying this, our aim, my personal aim, is our members never become a patient. If we do this correctly, and as you know, we've talked about the airplanes, we have, within a short 120 years, we have taken the flying from a dream to the safest mode of transportation in this country, because we have focused on risk mitigation. Our aim at Bowtie Medical is to transfer the entire interaction between the member and our guardianship team from a sick care after the event has happened to a risk mitigation. So you would continue to live a healthy, productive life regardless of your age.
This is unique. It's very different. And it's going to take some, you know, you're going to have to think a little bit about this and whether or not it's a fit for you. But if you don't, you won't know that if you don't explore it. And the way this model is set up, so there are multiple ideas out there around healthcare. I've mentioned the captive model on more than one occasion. There is nobody that has paired up with medical practice like we have at Detego with Bowtie Health. And you've heard doctor's credentials every time I do this show. He's more than qualified. So we're marrying these two things together. And I don't think anybody else is doing this, at least if they're, I have not seen it.
I mean, the point that we haven't discussed, frankly, is this model allows the small employers, as small as one or two, to become self-insured. I mean, we don't have, and probably you've spoken in other shows about the concept of the self-insurance, but the self-insurance to me is increasing the choice and control for the employers, because they get visibility into what they're spending, their healthcare dollars and so forth. This is in contrast to full insurance, where you get zero visibility.
Zero ability to understand. You never see your claims. You never understand, especially if you're a large employer, you get that information. If you're a small employer, you don't. It doesn't happen. You're on an ACA plan. The prices are set. None of that works. So it's a completely different model than what we see in place now. But it can make a difference. If you're interested in it, please go to the website, sales@bowtiemedical.com, sales@bowtiemedical.com. The phone number, 8773-BOWTIE. If you just want to talk to somebody, we're happy to help you. If you're a broker, we'll be happy to bring you in, explain this product to you, and give you training on it so you can move forward with it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIA Radio Network. The website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, 15 podcast platforms, YouTube, same name, America's Healthcare Advocate, if you want to find us there. In studio with me, Dr. Firouz Danishgari, who has graciously come back in this studio again to talk about this concept that we at DeTago, and I'm one of the three founding partners of DeTago TPA, have formed a partnership with Bowtie called the Guardianship Partnership. This is what we do. We've brought a plan to market. I want to quickly explain self-insured. What we're talking about here doesn't mean you as an employer sit down and write the checks. It's the same model that's being used for employers to have 100, 200, Quick Trip, like I talked about. It's the same model where their dollars are being directed where they want them to go. They're giving better care with less cost to their employees, and that's how this works. So, but you told me a story during the break, and I want you to talk about your doctors, and in particular, sure, this one doctor who you talk about your Tuesday call and what you do, and let's go through there.
So, going back to kind of, we are at the end section here, is why I'm so optimistic, why I see this as the next biggest chapter of creation of value and wealth in this country is because, and I'm a scientist, I'm a surgeon scientist, is because of the evidence I'm seeing on a daily basis. When you realign the misalignments in the system, when you allow the doctors be the doctors, meaning the problem solvers, and you allow the members to control the choices they have, then the results start showing up. What I was sharing with you during the break is on a weekly call we have with our providers, every week there is a cases of how this having unlimited time to focusing on the health problems of our members are creating results that just bring tears to everyone's eyes. Our obesity medicine expert is Dr. Ali. And as you know, people who have obesity, this whole complex of the metabolic syndrome is a very complex issue. And the current sick care absolutely has no solution short of bariatric surgery that has its own, you know, problems, or giving you Ozempic, which again has its own problem.
Yeah.
No one spends the time to figuring out how is it that we can help you to regain your control over your health. And Dr. Ali mentioned the other day, he said, you know, I have practiced for over 20 years. She has practiced within the hospital system, and you know, before she joined Bowtie in Chicago, in Illinois. She said, the cases that now I have the ability to solve and so forth, these have been the dreams. These have been the dreams that I went to medical school with. At one point, I have the knowledge and the expertise, and now the Bowtie guardianship allows me to have the time to spend as much time as need to dig in deep into the sources of the or the causes of the chronic condition, and the results are absolutely magnificent. I would recommend, Carrie, for future shows, to bring these doctors and some of our members, because you can listen and hear their own personal stories that how this realigned system has created the results that we are proposing we can create for the rest of the country. So when I say we have a moonshot that with the current administration, if we realign the system, we can really make a biggest dent in the chronic condition, eliminate them. As a result, save $2 trillion for our countries, and as a result, add another two or three decades to our longevity. These are not dreams. These are realities within reach.
What's fascinating about this part of the story, and the reason why I wanted him to tell about what is going on with the doctor who is their obesity specialist, is the key to that topic is that doctor has the time. You know, when doctors come out of medical school, I'm sure when you came out, your whole focus was, I'm going to heal people, I'm going to help people, I'm going to make things better. You have worked in systems in the UK, Canada, Japan. You've been all over the world. Your expertise is remarkable. Doctors being able to do what they're supposed to do, which is take care. They don't do that in this country, not because they don't want to. It's because they can't. It's because primary care practices have been swallowed up by the hospital systems, and they control it now. And what is it to them? It's a source of revenue. It's a source of revenue, so they control. Okay, well, if you're going to get an ortho surgery, you're going to get it only if you're an HCA hospital. You're only going to get that at our HCA. Maybe that doctor is not the best doctor. All right, you wouldn't know that because that primary care doctor is tied to that system with that hospital, and they have no choice. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely correct. It's not just the primary care, frankly. Again, the result of this realigned situation, this healthcare, is that doctors, both primary care and the specialists, they do what they went to school to do. They went there to solve people's health problems. And doctors, I tell you, the listeners to this show, a significant number of them will be doctors, because doctors are looking for solutions how to get out of the sick care system. They go back to where they meant to be, and that is to face their members and their patients directly and solve their problems effectively and efficiently.
And the marrying, the coming together between Datego and Bowtie Medical is how we brought this plan, this health benefits plan, to market, and it's available now. It's out there. We've got three sets of plans right now. You heard Doctor go through some of this with regard to, you know, we've got 24/7 urgent care. We've got primary care 8 to 8, 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening. You've got zero copays for primary care, zero copays for urgent care, zero copay for specialty clinic, zero copay for imaging, and zero copay for mental health. If you put that in front of your employees, what do you think they'd say? Oh, and by the way, this year, instead of cost shifting, raising your deductible and raising your copays, we're actually going to eliminate a lot of the copays, and we're going to lower the cost all across the board. So whatever portion the employee is contributing versus what, and whatever portion the employer contributes is going to be significantly less, and it's going to be a better outcome for everybody. And that's why having a plan like this is so important, and that's why I'm taking the time to do this show today, and that's why Dr. flew in here from Cleveland to make this happen. If you want to learn about it, and I urge you to do it, sales@bowtie.com, especially if you're a broker serving small and medium-sized businesses. This is a solution you don't have. It's not ACA. It's not run by the government. It's a completely different model, okay, that gives your employees and you opportunities you don't have. The website, sales@bowtie.com. The phone number is 877-3-BOWTIE, 877-3-BOWTIE. Doctor, closing comments as we wrap it up here today.
I want to thank you again, but I think with the election of the new president, new administration, the America is sitting at the historical opportunity to unleash and remove the barriers for a free market delivery of healthcare, to empower individuals to get control of the choices and the payment for that. And as a result of that, we will create the most efficient, best quality healthcare in this world, in this country, and the rest of the world will follow us. This is a significant value and wealth generation opportunity for our country.
I think you can tell that Dr. Danishkari is definitely an optimist, not a pessimist. Thank you so much for doing this today. And now I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd will get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in places no one has ever been. Keep that in mind, that little quote, when at the end of this show you're listening to this broadcast today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, America.